Editor. I was quite surprised, shocked and then upset to read articles The Outlook posted regarding a sexual assault that may or may not be true. This is a private matter that should not be commented on or posted publicly until the parties have their say in court. It appears the federal law of innocent until proven guilty has now become guilty until proven innocent. I find these types of allegations are unfounded by the court of personal opinion and can only be determined by a court of law, or has that changed as well? What about the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom? Are they now allowing people to accuse others publicly, no matter the crime, where the accuser is protected and the accused is smeared? It seems so, and this should be stopped. This has, and can, ruin people's lives forever, whether the allegation is withdrawn, thrown out or upheld in court. How do these people put their lives back together? Shame on the town of Banff for not supporting its council member regarding this issue. This allegation has absolutely nothing to do with the town of Banff and or town council. It is a totally personal issue, which the town should have stepped back from and not made any comments, ever. Accusations that are publicly put in writing for all to read before anything has been reviewed by a court of law should never be printed. Unfortunately, this seems to now be commonplace. People's rights to privacy and rights to face their accusers should be done without public gossip. Once there is a legal determination, then, and only then, should this go to print. So, if Johnny and Bobby fight over a toy, is that going to be posted for public ridicule? Will Johnny have to live the rest of his life as a toy stealer because the court of public opinion said Bobby started it, even though this may be unfounded? Then there is the accuser. Why has her name been kept out of this? She should have her name out there, so people can publicly question her ethics and morals. If this is how things are done now, then she should have her reputation ruined as well for falsely accusing someone of any criminal act before it becomes fact. This goes for all others who find themselves in this situation. What has happened to us as a society? Are we now gathering to throw stones? Privacy rights abused. Ali Douglas, Banff.